behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bullen.
And today's topic is something that I am completely unfamiliar with.
Which is unusual for us, and I don't think you're completely unfamiliar with it. For people who aren't familiar with our show or haven't checked out an episode before, Scott, you know a whole lot about cars.
Yeah, true.
This is going a little bit, and I've learned a lot from you, but this is going a little bit of a different direction for us today, because today we are going to talk about something that turned me into a total fanboy, and that's cars, not in the real world, but in video games, and not just in all video games.
Just one in particular.
Yes, sir.
Which one?
Grand Theft Auto 5, the cars of Grand Theft Auto 5. We were talking with our super producer, Noel, just before we went on the air. And Noel, you're a fan of Grand Theft Auto as well. There is an immense amount of detail put into these vehicles. And, you know, while they don't use the real brand names, it's surprising how closely a lot of these vehicles match.
Now,
right?
I've kind of just on the surface dug into this and just tried to find out what's going on with this, because I'm not a gamer.
Right.
As you'll quickly pick up during this conversation. I've got a lot of questions for you along the way, I'm sure,
great.
Ben. But, yeah, great.
I know, I'm into it.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see, you know, as I get into it, if you're, I don't know, so happy with answering some of
what is this gotcha journalism?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just kidding. It's not going to be that bad. But, you know, I did look into this and I found out, you know, the basics, I guess, you know, like how many cars there are, the different types of vehicles there are, you know, some of the things that they can do, some of the things they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I do have some questions, you know, that I need to ask you, but, man, I don't even know where to begin on this.
Oh, I've got an idea. Why don't we begin with a question for you?
Oh, okay.
Have you played any of the Grand Theft Auto games?
Oh, you're
I'm setting you up.
You're trying to embarrass me because, all right, now, in 1997, that's when the very first Grand Theft Auto came out, right?
Yeah.
And that was with the original PlayStation, PS1.
Mm-hmm.
I had a PS1 at the time, just got it. It was a brand new gaming system. I was right on the edge, the cutting edge, Ben, of technology at that point when I had that PS1.
Yeah.
I haven't advanced since then. So I put away the PS1, you know, down in the basement somewhere, and it's never come out of the basement. I've got a box full of discs, and Grand Theft Auto is one of those discs, but that's the very first Grand Theft Auto. And if you've never seen Grand Theft Auto, the very first edition, you know, go online and look at what it used to look like, the graphics and
right.
how
very different.
Yeah, very basic, very very primitive, I guess, if you want to call it that, really, compared to what I saw, you know, today when I was looking at Grand Theft Auto 5 videos.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a very fun game for me. I mean, a lot of people got really hooked on it initially, and that's why there was Grand Theft Auto 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Right, yeah.
And all these extra missions and stuff that they had, you know, as well, like San Andreas and mm-hmm. Chinatown and all
yep,
those.
Yep.
But I never got hooked on Grand Theft Auto because it wasn't a fun game on PS1 for me to play.
Yeah, and since Grand Theft Auto 3, the game series itself has evolved dramatically. So the idea of this overhead game that Grand Theft Auto, the original, is, I feel you, man. To me, it wasn't that much fun either. Well, I know a lot of people nostalgically enjoy it, but
just before we came in here, I was looking at, you know, a 5-minute video clip of someone playing the original Grand Theft Auto just so I could, you know, spark my memory what it was.
Mm.
And it was really poor. I mean, it was difficult to even watch that. I mean, for 5 minutes, really. You know, it's like that overhead view and it constantly zooms in and out on the car that you're
right.
chasing. It's almost like you're being followed by a helicopter is what it looks like.
Yeah, a helicopter where somebody's twitchy with the zoom.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
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 But that's a good comparison. But I have to tell you, man, don't let the sins of Grand Theft Auto, the original, carry on to Grand Theft Auto 5. This game has some amazing stuff car-wise, and I was surprised. I wasn't expecting it. We know that with increasingly sophisticated video game systems, we're able to see some amazing car simulations, right?
Exactly. And what do you play it on, by the way? What system do you have?
Okay. I play it on a PS3.
Okay.
Now, I know people are going to tell me a couple of things. I know people are going to say, oh, Ben, you should jump into the online multiplayer aspect of it, which is a big deal. But it's not really for me. Okay. And I know that people might say, Ben, you should go buy a PS4. But I'm happy now. I don't need to spend hundreds of dollars now. I can just steal cars in this fictional world.
You could also play it on Xboxes, right?
You can also play it on Xbox, yeah.
Okay, the 360.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right, see, I'm way, way behind, Ben. I'm a former Atari 2600 owner.
Nice,
maybe
yeah.
5200 at some point, I think. ColecoVision, you know, those type of systems. When I got that PS1, I thought I was really, you know, that was it.
Yeah,
get any better than that.
What inspired you to get it?
Honestly, there was another driving game that I wanted so badly that I actually bought the system in order to play that game, and that was,
Gran Turismo?
Gran Turismo, that's it, the original Gran Turismo.
Oh man.
And the thing is, you know, even before the second Gran Turismo came out, I think I was done with the system. You know, we had moved and packed it up and I put it away somewhere,
right.
And I just never got it back out again. So I didn't even buy Gran Turismo 2. I had the original, and I still love that game. That was a fun game to play.
Yeah.
And it was far, far better than Grand Theft Auto at the time.
Yeah.
But now I did watch, you know, some Grand Theft Auto 5 stuff today online. Just, you know, some players that have posted online videos of themselves, you know, gathering up spaceship parts and, you know, going around town and creating all kinds of mayhem and having fun and all this stuff. It looks like a feature film almost.
You know, that's a really good point. Just for some context, one thing that Grand Theft Auto 5 does differently, and one thing that's fairly original in the world of gaming, is that there are three main characters that the player can use, and they have their own, relationships and problems, because of some past sins. So the story is very much like, an action comedy at times, because it's a very satirical universe. But it is cinematic. There are parts that are more like a film than a game.
Okay, I have to ask you before we jump into these cars, because I know we want to talk about the cars in particular.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
But I need to know this. It's like a story's happening while you're playing the game, right? So that there's a way that the game creators want the story to go, and then there's the way that you play the game. Now, how those two match up is different for every single person. Is that right? Or do you get the same story every time you play? Like if you were to come to my house and play my version of GT 5,
right?
Would you be getting the same story as what you get because you're playing with different, you're playing a whole different game. Different missions or different, scenarios that you're playing out.
That's a great question. A lot of the stuff will be the same, but even in the story itself, there are choices that the players can make that will alter the ending, the ultimate result of the game, and or how that plays out. And also the order in which something is accomplished or completed can change. So, for instance, there are primary missions for each character, but then there are also side missions, which would be stuff like racing or stealing cars, because it is a game about stealing cars in a lot of ways, that's in the name. But to respond to that, then I would say that there is a unique aspect to it. Large parts of the game are always going to be the same. So you will always inevitably run into certain characters, right? Or certain events will always inevitably occur. But the way in which they occur can be affected by the player.
Okay. All right. I think that answers my question then. So it's the same game for everybody, really, but you're playing it just a little bit different for each person.
Right. Because it responds to your choices. Your choices affect the game.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk about the cars, because, you know, that's the main focus here today. And there's some unusual things about these cars. Now, I do know that there's 257 vehicles that you can possibly drive or get in or command somehow, right?
Right. So that includes things that, that includes some things that aren't cars, right?
That's correct. And I've got a list of the different types of vehicles because I've got this whole list of things, and I won't read all of them, but I mean, there are planes and boats and helicopters and military vehicles and service vehicles. There's bicycles.
Yeah. There's novelty stuff like a forklift.
Yeah, I saw like a, you know, an airport tug.
I saw
a submersible that you could get in and drive. I mean, there's just all kinds of crazy vehicles. And if you haven't ever seen the list, there's some sites online. I think is it IGN that has one that, will show you every single vehicle, you know, all 257 vehicles and, some of the greatest characteristics of those vehicles, you know, which are rated in different ways because, they have different, speed characteristics, acceleration characteristics, braking. The other one is, handling, I think is another one, right?
Handling.
Yeah. So, you know, those are, and they can be laid out in a very informative chart, I guess. There's an infograph that shows, it's on the site that I went to, there's an infograph, a very helpful one that we're both looking at right now.
Right. We both have our copies.
Exactly. Yeah. That shows you kind of like what the best vehicles are to choose for certain things. Like if you want a car that's really fast, if you want the one that, has better braking capability or one that handles really well. It's just a very well laid out chart that shows
what's the best muscle car, what's the best bike. And of course you could have several motorbikes in here.
And then other categories too, like the most expensive, you know, just what are the best specs overall, the fastest, you know, if you have extra money, what you should get, you know, what the best buy might be.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of different categories, but that chart does a really good job of laying all that out for you.
So, one thing that interested me when I first began playing this video game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Scott, already I feel a little bit silly talking about playing video games. But
well, you shouldn't.
We're grown ups. I'm at the age now where if I choose a vice like that, I just have time to play maybe one video game at a time. I can't go too hog wild. I have to be very careful with my time.
You're not playing 96 hours straight or anything like that.
I don't know, man. You could get sucked in. It's a pretty immersive world. But one thing I noticed immediately was, you know, the first thing I did when I could start off the game and move freely, because it's what's called an open world environment. The first thing I did was go and steal as many cars as I can and drive them around this, fictional city so that I could see if they were different, you know, or if they were just sort of the same car with a different skin.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I realized that these cars do have definitive, concrete differences, and you can change those differences by modifying the cars too, which is a big part of the game. But another thing I noticed is that while these cars don't use the real world names of the cars they're clearly modeled on, they clearly take a bunch of styling cues and maybe change one or two things.
You know what? I've got just a small sample of those because on that article from IGN that I looked at, it mentions a couple of these. You know, we talked about that infographic that was really good on this thing.
Right.
But it mentions like the fastest and most expensive cars and then the overall specs and overall Best Buy and then the Best Buy for, you know, all vehicles, you know, whether it's a motorcycle or car or whatever. And a couple of the vehicles they mentioned, I thought, well, this is really weird. It's a car called the, Trafade Adder, which is a weird name. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but, that's exactly like when I looked at it, it looks just like a Bugatti Veyron.
Right.
And then, you know, there's another one that's called a, it's called a Weenie Icy, I think it is, or Icy. That's modeled after a 2005 BMW Mini Cooper.
Right.
And, you know, they've got these silly names. I mean, they're really funny. And I think the motorcycles are similar. You know, if you know your motorcycles, you'd be able to tell, you know, be able to differentiate between the different models as well. I can't do that, but they've got these funny names for them. So they've all got like a name like, Miyabatsu Sanchez, you know, and that's a different type of motorcycle. That's supposedly, you know, the overall Best Buy motorcycle.
Right. Or, you know, like they would name, they have something that's clearly a Hummer, but it's called a Mammoth. And Rockstar Games, the group that made Grand Theft Auto, hasn't been too forthcoming about why they did this, but it matches the rest of the Grand Theft universe because they have things like Facebook pops up under a different name,
but
it's clearly Facebook, yeah. Things like that. And it's called like Life Invader or something.
I think I saw somewhere that, you know, instead of the Hollywood sign, it's like, does it say Vinewood or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of like subtle differences, but you see the landmarks and you can recognize them for what they are, but they're just named, it is tweaked a little bit.
Right.
And I think, Ben, I'm going to say, now I don't mean to jump in too early here in the car discussion here, but I with so much controversy that goes on around this game, it's controversy surrounds this thing from the very beginning, since 1997, really.
Yeah, and this is not really a game for kids,
no.
Oddly enough.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, well,
it has prostitutes in it.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of controversy around this thing, and you know, oddly enough, it's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most controversial game. Because of the sheer number of articles that have been written about it in a negative sense.
Wow. Okay.
And I didn't know that until today either, but, the most controversial video game series in history is what they call it.
Whoa, beat Frogger?
Yeah,
or that E.T.?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, people call it things like, they'll say like it's a training tool for crime, and they'll say kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine that an auto manufacturer wouldn't be too keen on having their name associated with the vehicle that is in this game.
That's a really good point.
I think that's what it is. Like, who would be the first one to say, like, well, sure, you can throw our General Motors products in there and call them what they really are. I don't know. I think it's maybe better that they do it the way they do. It's clearly a knockoff.
Yeah.
And it's clearly that vehicle, and everybody knows it, but, you know, there's still some separation.
That's a very good explanation for what we're seeing here, because for video games that have had become opportunities for car makers to show off their brands, mm-hmm. you know, like the current iterations of Gran Turismo or the most recent iterations of that.
Sure, release special models on that even. I mean,
we talked about that.
They vie for spots on that game because they want that publicity.
And also if the simulation has a high enough level of sophistication, then it kind of allows them to present it as a concept car without having to actually build the concept car, right?
Yeah, get a little bit of feedback ahead of time before the auto show circuit even.
Right. And they don't want that in Grand Theft Auto because they don't want, you know, nobody wants their car to be rated 2014's best car to shoot an AK from while driving.
Yeah, this is the best car to run over a prostitute with.
Right, yeah, I don't think they want that.
Can I say that on our show? I think I could say that.
Yeah, I said prostitute earlier.
Okay, fine.
Well, now we've said it three times.
I guess so, but I mean, you know, we mentioned, you know, the controversy. I mean, this definitely isn't a game for kids. There's violence, there's crime.
Right.
Like they said, ethnic discrimination is one thing.
Oh,
There's sex, there's drunk driving, there's nudity, there's drugs, there's torture in this last one. There's a torture scene in one of these things that you have to participate in order to get to the next level to finish the mission, I guess. And that's a huge bit of controversy for this. Mm-hmm. So, man, it's just been surrounded by bad press all along. However, it just seems to keep gaining in popularity. People love this game.
Well, yeah, because there's a psychological reason for that, which I think is that people enjoy vices. People enjoy doing something bad. You know, and it's
without the consequences.
Without the consequences. Now, there are consequences in the game because, you know, as you do something bad or break a law, then the police are more likely to notice you, and the police have their own sets of vehicles, and so you can get in some real Dukes of Hazzard car chases, and then in some real murderously dangerous ones.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, and I do think, just for the record, Scott, I do think the criticisms of the game are viable, but no matter what people say, there is no denying that there is some very, very, very clever work going on with the vehicles themselves as far as the mechanics. And, we can talk about some of the specific vehicles, and the ways in which they sort of echo their real life counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I have to ask you, and we will get back with it. Speaking of getting back into things, Scott, we talked earlier, right, about how these cars have a level of detail that is kind of unprecedented,
mm-hmm.
in this regard, at least. And then we talked about how they've just disassociated themselves enough not to get sued or in trouble.
Sure. Yeah, in a very realistic way, though. I mean, you said that the cars are pretty realistic, and that's one of the questions that I have for you.
Yeah.
Now, we talked off-air about this, so I know a little bit about it, but as far as realism goes, now, in some of the earlier games that I've played, you know, with cars, a lot of times you'll be going full bore into a brick wall, and the car will bounce off, and you can, you know, carry on your way. Is that the case in Grand Theft Auto V?
No.
Okay, so this is a little more realistic.
Yes, this is more realistic. If you hit a You know, if you hit a telephone pole head on, then you can fly through the windshield.
Really?
Yeah. And, if a tire is shot, then it affects the driving, which is something that existed in earlier iterations too.
Now that's what I wanted to know. If you brush up against another vehicle, like say where you're driving super fast and you hit another car at a stoplight or whatever.
It does damage.
It does. And then it affects the driving of the vehicle after that point.
Yeah. The driving of the vehicle, can be affected by any number of factors. You know, if your taillight or if your headlight gets busted out, then the headlight will not work, you know, in the dark. If you hit, various things, then yeah, it definitely affects your driving. And what's more, now I know we have some law enforcement listeners, in our audience, so I'm curious about this one too. If you are in law enforcement and you've played Grand Theft Auto, I have to ask, do the tactics that the cops use in the Grand Theft Auto chases match the tactics that real police officers use when they're stopping someone? And the reason I ask is because everything in this game is so detailed that I think it's possible that that the guys at Rockstar might have tried to watch the strategies of real life police and real life car chases.
Could be, and I'm glad you're bringing up police, Ben, because you told me a short story. Just when we were off air before came in here, and please, you know, tell them that, because it was pretty funny actually, because you were a little bit worried about this.
I was, yeah. Okay. So, when I first got the game, when I first got this, Grand Theft Auto game, I had it sitting out on my living room table, because I was very excited to get home from work and play it. We had some concerns at my house that maybe somebody was messing with one of the attached buildings on the property. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to file a police report just to get it in the system.
Yeah, sure.
In case there was a break-in later.
Potential break-in on the Bolin compound.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. That's how they phrased it.
Yeah.
on my compound. And so we put in a call and, two officers came to check it out and, they were checking out. They gave us the report number and stuff. And I was nervous partway through because I realized, oh my gosh, I've got these two officers in my house. I have Grand Theft Auto 5, sitting on my living room table in clear view. And I thought, I hope it's not, you know, offensive. I hope that there aren't, cops who have a problem with this because everybody in Grand Theft Auto 5 is treated or portrayed as a horrible person, from the police to children to the main characters and the villains. And so I thought, oh man, I hope these guys aren't offended or anything. And I was thinking, just be cool. Just if you don't look at it, maybe they won't. And then right then, one of the officers saw it and his face lit up and he went, oh man, GTA 5. It's like, oh, how far are you? How far did you get yet? And then I said, I just played it. And he goes, oh, dude, just wait. I was like, do you like it? It's crazy. I love it.
He's also a gamer.
Yeah, he's a huge fan of it.
It doesn't matter what the subject was. I guess he just enjoys the game because of what it is. It's just the pure enjoyment of the game.
Right. Yeah. And I think it goes back to the same argument that you might hear, when people used to say, oh, Dungeons and Dragons will encourage violence or something like that. I think that it's highly unlikely that people will be playing Grand Theft Auto and then say, you know what I should do? I should steal a BMW.
But you know what? All those controversial articles that we talk, I mean, people call it a training tool for crime, Ben. I mean, that's a thing. Like, it'll get this bad rep. It'll get this bad label. But like you, I mean, I don't think you're playing Grand Theft Auto 5 in order to figure out how you're going to, create havoc here in Atlanta.
No.
I mean, I think it's just, you know, the sheer enjoyment of playing a video game that you can kind of, step outside the boundaries of your normal life and just have a lot of fun. I mean, it's a world that's wide open, right? You can do anything you want. I saw a clip where someone was using a helicopter to lower a tank onto the top of the tallest building in town. And then he used the tank to push the helicopter off the top of the building. And he was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, he landed a jumbo jet on the beach. I mean, he was doing anything that was so unusual that, you know, it's something that you'd never see, all these weird scenarios.
Yeah.
And it was just something fun. It was just something, you know, like, well, let's just try this and see what happens.
You can take off in a plane, jump out of the plane, skydive, and then hop onto a four-wheeler or a bike and race down the top of a mountain.
Yeah. I mean, there were guys like, you know, I saw them in sports cars driving through the desert. I mean, you're not, and jumping dunes and things like that. You're not going to be able to do stuff like that. It's just a fun release.
Right. I also want to read, just real quick, some of the vehicles that people have pointed out are clearly based on their real life counterparts.
Okay. Good. Okay?
So, the BMW 328i, the Cabrio, is in Grand Theft Auto, and you can see it driving around. Of course, they don't quite call it that, but it's
not badged that either, right?
It's not badged.
You won't have a BMW badge on that.
No.
Okay.
And neither will the Chevy Corvette 427. It's a convertible. Mm-hmm. And Scott, you can see there are clips from here.
That is clearly a Corvette.
The Audi R8 Spider is in there.
Definitely an Audi R8.
A Maserati's in here.
Yep, sure.
And by the way, in that picture, that is Chomp, who is a dog that one of the main characters has. Mm-hmm. You can do a lot of pointless stuff in this game that doesn't really affect the game. Like, you can take that dog for a walk.
I saw somebody in one of the clips throwing a ball to that dog, throwing it back and forth.
Yeah.
And I was chasing it. It looked like a lot of fun.
Aston Martin is lousy with these.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
And they have an interesting name. The Aston Martin brand in Grand Theft Auto V is Dubachi.
Oh, okay. Ah, debauchee. Okay, got it.
Debauchee. yeah. Maybe it's debauchee. Let's see what else we've got. We got a Porsche 911. Mm-hmm. We got a Ferrari. There are just all sorts of one-to-one matches where just a little bit has been changed. Maybe, the taillights are different or the external styling is a little different. But, you and I'm kind of a casual gamer, so I know that people who are hardcore gamers know more about this than I do. You and I are not the experts right now, I'm saying, but we have luckily consulted some experts online. And so now, Scott, I want to ask you to do the honors. And Noel, if we could have a drum roll, please. What is the best overall car in Grand Theft Auto V?
It's a motorcycle.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's a motorcycle, which is kind of strange. But, you know, they've rated all these different things in different ways. And overall specs is one. And I think it's called the Dinka Akuma, which is the best overall vehicle, the best overall specs. The best overall buy, if you're talking about just buying one, is the other off-road motorcycle that I mentioned earlier, the Miyabatsu Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
And the fastest, most expensive, I think we said, was that Bugatti Veyron lookalike. I'll butcher the pronunciation again, but the Trafade Adder.
Uh-huh.
And then the best car buy would be the Weenie Issy, which is, that's a terrible name.
Yeah.
That's the BMW Mini convertible.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cooper, rather. So, yeah, and that's based on all the different characteristics, the speed, braking, acceleration, handling, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, tell you what, at the end of this whole thing, when you're done talking about the specific cars that, you know, maybe you've got, you know, some experience with,
okay,
I think I'd like to ask you just a couple of questions that I think our listeners would be interested in.
Yeah, agreed. Right. Actually, let's fast forward part of that. I've only got a little bit more.
Okay.
So one thing, going to the point of, you know, the endless, unrelenting satire and cynicism that's present in this game, the three main characters each represent sort of an archetypal concept. Michael, and none of them are good, by the way. Michael represents greed. Franklin represents ambition. And Trevor represents insanity.
Hmm.
Trevor is the balding guy who's always doing something nuts. And is also, probably the most unhinged out of the group. But, you said here's the thing that I think we should emphasize. We said earlier that there are about 257 vehicles overall.
Sure. 21 types.
Precisely. And that is just for now, because when more additions to the game come out that people can download, downloadable content or DLC, we're going to see that range of vehicles expand. And one that came out recently, which I thought was very interesting, is called the Albany Roosevelt. And it came out in something called the Valentine's Day Massacre Special, which was a DLC that people would have. Scott, this is based on the custom 1928 Cadillac 341A town sedan owned by none other than Al Capone.
No kidding. A 1928 vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, okay, you know what? That's the one that FDR used briefly, right?
When, and then,
at the start of when, when the United States jumped into World War II.
And that's why it's called the Roosevelt.
No kidding. That's, okay. So that's interesting. So it's actually a replica of Al Capone's car.
Yeah. And it's pretty accurate.
I wonder if it's badged a Cadillac or if it's, what's it called?
It's called the Roosevelt.
Oh, so the Roosevelt. Okay. So not badged a Cadillac.
It's called the Albany Roosevelt.
But clearly based on the, is it green? I bet it's based on the exact same car.
Yeah, it's based on the exact same car.
And the reason that FDR used it was because it was a bulletproof vehicle that was ready at the time. And they didn't have a bulletproof vehicle for the president right at the time when you know, Pearl Harbor was attacked. And he used it between 1941 and 1942.
Yeah.
And the strange, you know, of course, Al Capone, they had already confiscated that car long ago because he went to Alcatraz, is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so he was in Alcatraz.
Tax evasion.
Yeah, and long time prior to that, too, so they hung on to that car for a while.
Yeah, and this is, I bring this up because it's cool that they have modeled it so precisely on Capone's vehicle, but also what's interesting is that the precision doesn't stop just at the external appearance because though it can drive smoothly, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy because it's armored, and because of the suspension in the Cadillacs at the time, the suspension on the Roosevelt kind of sucks.
So it's very soft.
Right. Like if you're going out, if you're reaching its top speed, you know, and you're putting some gas into it, then it spins out really easily because it has bad suspension.
Sure. Yeah. It has bad setup. It's not really weighted for any kind of handling.
Right, you know, exactly.
It's not rated for that, rather.
And so, I think that's an interesting thing.
That's
and,
pretty cool. So they're pretty accurate with the way they depict these vehicles. Now, right. I know that when I played Gran Turismo a long, long time ago, you know, you could adjust certain things, and there were different cars that had different characteristics, but, you know, nothing like this. This seems even more advanced than that. I mean, I have to really dig into what you can do to a car and how it changes the feel of it on the road.
Oh, be careful. There's the multiplayer world where you can play Grand Theft Auto online with crews of people.
Wow.
Yeah. Is full of, folks questing for the perfect vehicles.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's full of car thieves. It's a virtual world of car thieves.
All right. So this leads me to one of my questions.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got a few of these, but you say it's all about stealing cars and, you know, that type of thing. What do you do with all these cars? I mean, do you just move from car to car? Like you only own one car at a time, or do you own that vehicle, or do you try to sell it, or what do you do?
You can own more than one car at a time because you can have different, well, you have these different characters and they have different houses or locations. Mm-hmm. And you can store cars there. So you can put a car in a garage and keep it and then go get another one.
Do you own any of them legitimately? Do you buy them? I mean, for, you know, a fair price, or do you steal every car that you own?
Well, in the story mode, at least I always just stole cars.
Got it.
There's a car dealership, but I've never bought a car from there.
So you can buy them with money that you earn from these missions, right?
Online you can, yeah.
Okay. I get it. All right. So I guess is there a general, and these are.
Or you can sell cars for cash too.
Okay. Okay. Right. And we talked about the realism of the vehicles and everything, but I guess I'm having a hard time just picking up the purpose of the game. Is there going to be an end to this game for you? Are you going to find one day that like, well, I'm done with that and just put it away?
That's a great question. And it really depends on the type of gamer that we're talking about, because for me, there are a couple of things that I want to do in this game. There's so much stuff that you can do in this little sandbox of a universe that they've made, that I primarily wanted to play the story mode because I thought it was a good story, to get some really cool vehicles. And, there are a couple of Easter eggs that the people at Rockstar Games have planted in the story. So there's the biggest mountain in the story is a place called Mount Chiliad, and it has all these weird, clues throughout the game, you know, like spaceship parts and, maybe a jet pack and things like that. And so I want to investigate and figure that stuff out.
Okay.
Other gamers, on the other hand, can play this as a game without end because what they really like doing, for instance, would be playing online and doing missions. And that kind of thing is a never-ending thing. So in answer to your question, what is the purpose of the game? It varies from person to person. For me, it's just to, I've got a couple more things that I want to try out, and then I think I'll probably put it down.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
I like games that end.
I think I just have a couple more questions.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
great.
I just want to know what your favorite car is to drive so far, because you've probably sampled a lot of different vehicles, right? And I'm talking about just cars.
Okay.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles, whatever, but nothing unusual, like, you know, planes, whatever.
Right, right.
But what's your favorite vehicle to drive?
this kind of sounds weird because it's a novelty answer. My favorite vehicles to drive are, ambulances and fire trucks because you can go through the game and activate your sirens, you know, on any service vehicle like that. And then you can also do a couple of special things with them. Like you can operate the water spout on the fire truck.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that's cool. And, I enjoy driving that. I went through a phase for a time where I would, steal buses and play those. But the buses are just terrible to drive because they drive realistically like a bus would.
Like a real bus.
Like a real bus, which is the reason that we don't see a lot of people driving buses for fun. Mm-hmm. But, probably the one I ended up going with a lot, if I can, I'm shuffling through my notes here.
That's okay.
You know, you know what it is? It's so dumb. I have a heavily modified, Mammoth, which is the Hummer equivalent.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Hummers in real life.
Yeah. You said that during the Hummer
but
podcast.
In a fictional world where I don't have to pay for the gas, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I bet.
Or worry about hitting people.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I hit cars all the time in that thing.
I bet it's a fantastic off-road vehicle.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's probably really cool. Okay, so I guess maybe you've already answered this other one that I had, which is like, do you have a favorite other vehicle? Like, you know, like they have tractors and airplanes and airport tugs.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, sailboats and things
absolutely.
Like that. Have you been on a boat yet? Have you?
Oh yeah.
Commandeered a boat yet?
Uh-huh.
I mean, is that kind of boring? I mean, you're on a sailboat. I mean, or is there still the story going on along with that?
There's always some aspect of a story or an ongoing mission that you can access. There are boat parts, like there are parts of the story that bring you to a boat, and I've not gone out on the boats for fun. But usually most of the times that I've been on the boats, I've quickly upped my wanted level, which is again, you're in trouble with the cops level.
Yeah.
Which means that the law enforcement boats are out after me, which is a lot tougher. The jet ski is really fun. You can race jet skis.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So I've done that, but one of my favorite, vehicles to,
like an other vehicle.
I guess. Yeah. One of my favorite quote unquote other vehicles would probably have to be the tank or the jet. You can actually get a hold of a jet, but that tank is amazing.
Very cool. Yeah, that sounds like fun. Okay, so now this one kind of dovetails off of that one, but is like maybe the last question that I have.
Sure.
And then I'll just wrap it up with that. But I think I already know this. What's your least favorite vehicle in the whole thing? Like, I mean, if you had to pick anything, would it be, you know, is it like a scooter that you can push or is it, is it that jumbo jet or what is it? You know?
Oh man, that's the thing. There are so many, the polite way to call them is novelty vehicles, but there are so many vehicles that are just trashed. I still don't care for minivans, even in a fictional world. The bikes are actually pretty cool.
Now there's bicycles and motorcycles.
Right.
The
bicycles can be pretty cool if you're in an off-road thing, but it stinks being in a police chase on a bicycle.
How are you at parachuting? Because you can parachute out of these things. Cause some of the videos the guy's flying a helicopter and he would just parachute out and the helicopter just takes off and crashes wherever. It doesn't care. Really.
Yeah. The helicopters are a lot of fun. I really enjoy the helicopters, but my least favorite is probably gonna be, I'm trying to think of what to say that won't spoil the story because there are some crappy vehicles you have to drive as part of the story.
Okay.
Have
you ever seen a hearse?
Have I? You know what? I don't know if I have seen one in the game.
Maybe there isn't one.
I would be surprised if there wasn't.
New market.
New market.
Yeah,
we heard
sure.
it here first. All the vehicles have their fun, but.
Well, I don't want you to spoil any stories.
Well, okay. Well, the forklift stinks. Like a lot of the things that you think would be crappy to drive are in fact.
Okay. A forklift. You're driving a forklift.
Is
there's
that
also,
cheating?
There's also like a tunnel cutter, I think, something like that. And there's a giant mining truck.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of why would you ever drive a tractor? Why would you have a tractor? Because, I mean, you've got access to all these other vehicles that all you have to do is steal them, right?
Yeah.
All right.
There was, I don't know if it was Grand Theft Auto 5, but it might have been Grand Theft Auto 4. There was a part where you got a hold of a combine harvester.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, you had to run over people.
Oh.
Again,
okay.
That's the way the game works.
Sure.
Probably my least favorite is going to be, the forklift, which I know is cheating, but man, that thing just stinks. I was playing with one of my friends and we thought it'd be funny. You know, hey, take the forklift, drive that around.
You know, in real life, that sounds like a lot of fun. I would love to drive a forklift.
Oh yeah. Having driven a forklift in real life, it's way more fun than in the game.
I bet.
I'm sure that's true with the Veyron as well.
Yeah, probably true. Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, you know what? No, there is another helicopter that I think is worse. I think it's called a Chinook, Chinook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two rotor copter.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you have to use it for part of the game and it stinks, Scott.
Difficult, huh?
Yeah, it's difficult.
Right.
It's slow, but, don't let that dissuade you from trying out this game because they're adding new vehicles for a while.
I'll tell you, it sounds like a fantastic game to play, and I'm totally hooked watching these online videos of people playing the game. I can't imagine how much fun it must be to actually do it. So, you know,
I should bring it in so that we can play it, you know, for work research.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we've got a huge monitor on the wall. We should be able to do that. I mean, big HD screen, that would be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm also, the other thing is that PlayStation 1 that I played, I was playing on like an old, you know, CRT television, you know, cathode ray.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that was, it was just bad scenario all around.
Well, maybe we can redeem it. I would love for us to be able to say, everybody be quiet. Scott's in a police chase right now, and it's really important that we figure out how this handles.
We need to know how this ends, people.
Yeah.
We have to find out.
Focus, everyone. And we hope that you have enjoyed our exploration of some of the fictional cars in Grand Theft Auto 5. I know we just skimmed the surface of a lot of stuff, and I'm sure that there are some gamers who are also fans of this franchise. So write in and tell us what your favorite Grand Theft Auto 5 car is. What do you think they did right, and what do you think they did wrong about the physics of this? If you haven't played Grand Theft Auto, then what are the video game cars that we should be talking about?
Yeah, exactly. What should they include in there? What other games maybe are there out there that have just fantastic cars that we need to be talking
about?
Like
Need for Speed. What's the best racing simulator? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, and thanks for putting up with my, my questions from somebody that, you know, has no experience with this game either. So I appreciate Ben, you answering all these.
Oh, man, no,
and,
we'll see.
I've got a million more, really.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe we should hightail it out of here and see if we can hook up the console and have your first virtual police chase.
That would be fun.
All right, so while we're on the way out, why not go ahead and check out our website, carstuffshow.com. Visit us on Facebook and on Twitter, where we are CarStuffHSW. And at least until we get sucked into Grand Theft Auto and stop answering email, you can always write to us at
carstuff@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.